Hello and welcome to this episode of Clinical Minute. I am your host, Maria Barakal. Today, I'm joined by my sister, Dr. Nina Barakal, who wrote a paper with her colleagues at Bascom Palmer examining the intersection of socioeconomic demographics and outcomes of proliferative sickle retinopathy. Dr. Barakal, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you, Maria. It's great being with you doing this. So thank you for having me.
So this paper was very interesting because it is a very large review of patients with proliferative sickle retinopathy, analyzing their situation, you know, where they live, et cetera. What were the main findings that you saw?
Well, it's interesting. We were surprised to see that there is no correlation between socioeconomic status and sickle cell, which was surprising when you think that it's a disease mainly in the Black population. But when you think of Bascom Palmer University of Miami, we have a great hematology oncology department that takes care of this vulnerable population. And the physicians that have been there have been like me, 20-something years, 30 years taking care of them. And there is a great communication between that department and Bascom Palmer. So they are really good at sending these patients to us. I don't think those findings are seen in other parts of the United States. I think that if we were to do this elsewhere, I would be surprised those would be the same findings. But, you know, it speaks to the importance of having, you know, the hematologists, oncologists being really aware of what the needs are of those patients, especially because, as you know, the SC disease is not really affecting the system. It's not a systemic disease, it's more of an eye disease. But at Bascom Palmer and UM, they will send all the SC patients to us early on so we can really follow them. So I think that it's not, you know, you cannot translate that to the entire nation.
Okay. And thinking about this, so probably these patients get diagnosed by the hematologist just because diagnosing families, you know, getting community support, getting campaigns for sickle cell. How do they get initially diagnosed?
Well, interesting you say that because, you know, after having worked in the NICU for so many years, infant screening at birth, every baby born in the state of Florida gets infant screening. And in that infant screening, we have sickle cell trait screening. So there is a conscious effort to inform those parents of those babies that they have the trait and they need to follow. So we trace them from the beginning.
So that is really wonderful. I don't know if that is the case in all states.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's the case.
But that is, and I think, you know, having sickle cell centers in areas where you have a much higher incidence, just like, you know, University of Miami does with Bascom Palmer, would really change the outcome of many of these eyes.
You know, and I remember when I did my residency in Boston, you know, I saw maybe one sickle cell patient, but when I came to Miami, you know, we see a lot. So even that, you know, it's different. And you know, residents who train in areas where you don't have a large Black population, they're never going to be exposed to sickle cell. When I had this year my fellow from the Dominican Republic, he says he sees tons of sickle cell.
That's very interesting because I don't see much sickle cell in Puerto Rico at all.
Yeah, because I think our populations are ethnically different.
Ethnically different.
Yes.
Yeah. That is fascinating.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Barakal, for researching this important topic and sharing your findings with us. We'll be back soon with another key paper and another expert voice. Until then, this is Maria Barakal signing off from Clinical Minute.